The thing they don't tell you about wards, real wards, not those neon glow carnival tricks they sell at the East River shops, is that they hum when they're dying, low and almost pitiful, like a fridge just before it breaks down. I have heard that sound too many times and a bit too much lately. I live above my office, which is above a pawn shop, which is above nothing that matters. Midtown Albany. Not glamorous, not even nostalgic. Just city rot piled on city rot. The door to my office sticks in the summer, even without enchantments. The paint is still warped from the time I blasted mold out of the trim and accidentally triggered a fire glyph. That was 5 years ago. Never fixed it. Why should I? Name's Silas Bell. I'm a private investigator, licensed by both the city and the local Enchanters Guild. Although I have not paid dues in 2 years, and the badge in my desk drawer is cracked clean through the charm line. I'm also a locksmith on Thursdays, mostly for folks who don't want the cops sniffing around. And I drink too much soda. Not the artisanal kind, either. No sparkling witch brew or elderflower notes with basil fizz. Nah, I drink Black Crown. Comes in glass bottles with a phoenix logo that used to look majestic, but now just looks like a sneezing chicken. I've got 3 empties on the sill and 1 sweating in my hand right now. I was watching the street when she walked in. Not in that slow motion way, all hips and violins. No fog on the floor, no red dress clinging to secrets. She looked like someone who never got to sleep in on the weekends. Cheap heels, fraying coat, hair yanked back like she hated it. What caught me wasn't the look, it was the feel. Something tight. Knotted. Magic. Maybe. Trauma. Definitely.